holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFL Medford 91.5 FM.
Patty, lettuce, tomato.
For the...
By sample. Rambling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Welcome, Santa Claus! Welcome to Bedrock!
Play your part,
Jones. My bitch a choosing lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, oh, that's just great. What's EC?
Great. Things a girl will do for a mink coat.
I know you like two things I like.
Please. Chicken
and chicks.
Christmas from coming.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James Godley Cullen.
Freak sucks.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. All I want for Christmas is a bottle. A bottle of Christmas. Bottle.
Remember the old days when we used to knock at the doors?
And Rudolph and his Santa Claus is coming on his way. And a happy little girls and boys and all.
Yes, day, yeah.
Oh, some of the old carols, George. Is there anything that you want?
It's not a carol.
It's not a carol.
Isn't it?
No, it's a standard.
Seeing as this show is the last Saturday Club show before...
We'll ever do.
The last Saturday Club before Christmas, we'd like to take the opportunity of wishing everybody a very happy Kringle from all of us, and say thank you to everyone who sent in all the cards this week and all the other weeks. I'd like to say, I hope you have, all of you, have a happy Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
So, what's the little drop-ins from propaganda pieces?
Hello, everybody. This is Paul. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are indeed.
This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, the old the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry good year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been. Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Okay.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your father's shirt?
Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Anything good.
You're getting to be a problem, child.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, community, freeform, and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight, Well, you know, I kind of feel ambivalent about Christmas music. And but we're doing a Christmas theme this evening. I didn't do one last year, but we're primed to go and bring you a really cool one this evening, December 22nd. We're going to be featuring that crazy Mexican arranger, composer, and absolute sonic genius Esquivel, who's sometimes called the king of space age pop. And he's got an album, Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And, well, that's going to be one of our features for you this evening. Another one is going to be Christmas messages that the Beatles made for their fans in the 1960s. In particular, we started off with their 1963 Crimble Medley, mixed up in my introduction in a couple of places, broken up and sprinkled around. And then we're also going to be hearing in the second hour the 7-minute sound collage that they made in 1968. And thanks to Chuck Yu for those sonic treasures. And then to contrast with all of that jazz, we're going to be hearing selections from some headbangers. Yes, on our third feature, we wish you a metal Xmas and a headbanging new year. And we're also going to have plenty of music from other artists, including Johnny Winter and Johnny Mathis and Billy May and Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong are coming up in our second main set. Also, Jethro Tull. Quite a nice piece from Songs from the Wood. And then, layered on top of that all, the usual random assortment of audio clips from who knows where. So, besides the Beatles' 1963 Crimble Medley Christmas message mixed into our intro, we also heard Esquivel with Ski Valley Ski Run, and then a song that I am only going to play and listen to once in 2017, and that was it. AC/DC with Mistress for Christmas. I debated about whether I wanted to play that for you this evening because I'm sure WAAF has played that dozens of times so far. But well, I hope you enjoyed it. With Malcolm, of course, on rhythm guitar. Rest in peace. Backing me up right now is Ray Anthony and Christmas Trumpets from an Ultra Lounge compilation. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with my mother's favorite jazz singer, I'd say. Or is he easy listening? Well, she had his vinyl LPs, and she, I think we may be hearing some of that at the Bukert House soon. Here is Johnny Mathis and Sleigh Ride on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray.
It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Thank you. lovable.
There's a little Christmas magic in all of us.
As the winter solstice approached and the plants died, pagans brought evergreen boughs into their homes as an act of sympathetic magic intended to guard the life essences of the plants until spring. This custom was later appropriated by Northern Europeans, and eventually it becomes the so-called Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Hello? Yes. Yes, I can. It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Peter, one of us has to be the designated driver, and I've already had four eggnogs, so I guess you're it.
That's a good one, Joe. Way to get into the spirit.
I'm a cop first and a buddy second, so don't think I wouldn't throw your drunk driving ass in the slammer. All right, let's awassle.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on and so should you. Yes, we all got a long way to
go. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Back.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are bringing you a Christmas-themed show with Esquivel, The Beatles, Christmas Messages, and selections from the Headbangers album, We Wish You a Metal Xmas. We began the set with one of my mom's absolute favorite singers ever, Johnny Mathis, and Sleigh Ride. And then that crazy Mexican arranger, composer, and absolute sonic genius, Esquivel, with Snowfall from his Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad, one of our two featured albums this evening. And then the Gobshites, Christmas Eve in the Boozer, Booker T and the MG, Merry Christmas Baby, and the Manhattan Transfer, Snowfall. And then we heard a public service message from Alice Cooper and Rad, and then Alice Cooper, John Five on guitar, Billy Sheehan on bass, and Vinny Appice playing drums with their rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. From our second featured album, yes, We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. And backing me up right now is, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas from the Celtic Christmas holiday album. So let's get right back into your holiday music here with Billy May. And, why don't I just get your ears perked up a little bit. We'll be hearing from Billy May and Esquivel. Then we'll take a little classical diversion. And then a piece by Cheech and Chong, followed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And, let's just say we're going to end the set with a real headbanger of a song. But first, here's Billy May and a real jazz mambo version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo.
Go join the party. Have some champagne. You're making me feel like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah, hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. guy, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to